Rabbi Raphai Shoket, thank you very much for sitting down and speaking with us.
Thank you.
Could I ask you to first maybe explain what happened, you know, on Sunday morning?
On my way in to give my first class in the morning at 7 a.m., so we have a big sign that faces, I guess it's northbound on East Avenue, Hope Street, and I noticed that there was a large red swastika painted across our sign, which is obviously a disturbing image for anybody of Jewish descent or anybody of most minorities who were in Europe during the war. Police take it very seriously, and they view it as a hate crime.
What have you been told by Pawtucket police and law enforcement so far?
Well, I believe that they're looking at cameras in the area. They're trying to find some cameras. There's a gas station two blocks down, and they're hoping that some of the security cameras from around the area might have picked something up. And obviously, they're looking for the public's help in the event that somebody actually saw something suspicious sometime between 9 p.m. on Saturday night and 7 a.m. Sunday morning.
What has the community response been like?
So the immediate community were, some of them are actually them survivors themselves, so it was very, very disturbing for them. It really shook them up. And the feeling that there is, you know, a sense that there's latent anti-Semitism that sort of pokes its head up every once in a while was obviously quite, it's frightening for people. And they don't, you know, it recalls much worse times, and they don't really want to go back and revisit those kinds of things. As far as the general community, it was unbelievable. I was standing out there for probably close to 2 hours waiting for different officials to come by. And the number of people that pulled over, just so shocked, slowed down on the main drag over there, and just to look at it and stare and just drive by shaking their heads or actually pull over and express their sympathy was just incredible. And I was just talking to somebody before, I've had 5 offers already to replace the signs. In general, anyone that utilizes that type of symbolism, that's an attack on all minorities, and it's obviously not, it's un-American.
I'm guessing that you've spoken with the mayor, Donald Grebian.
Yes.
What did he have to say about this in your conversations?
He was very strong on the fact that this type of behavior is unacceptable and that they would pursue this very vigorously to attempt to catch the perpetrator. And obviously it's distressing for him, and he's doing everything in his power to make sure that nothing like this can happen again.
And as far as you can tell, this act of vandalism was an aberration in the community?
In my own general experience, I would say absolutely. You know, some people say that there's unfortunately been a spike in these types of crimes in the recent past. Personally, I haven't witnessed that, and I certainly haven't seen that here in Rhode Island. I've been here for 14 years, and there were other incidents where there was a bus stop nearby that was defaced at one point in time, and there was another incident in the fall where Ku Klux Klan-type literature was distributed. But in general, it's not something that you experience on a day-to-day basis when you interact with people. For the most part, I'm greeted with respect and friendliness. You know, Rhode Island's a beautiful place to live. What can I say? It's one of the few places where my children still walk to school and play around on the streets in the neighborhood, and as a very accepting community, as really outstanding. I would hate for this to color the view of that. On the other hand, we obviously have to be vigilant about such individuals and such attitudes, and be careful in our own speeches not to polarize and say things that are extreme in any way that could be harmful or hurtful to others.
Well, Rabbi Raphai Shoket, thank you very much for stopping by and speaking with us.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.